This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Kaden Mahabir. First name is Kaden, K-A-Y-D-E-N. Last name is Mahabir, M-A-H-A-B-I-R. Date of birth 1/20/2012. This letter is being written to Dr. Paul Andrade. First name is Paul, P-A-U-L. Last name is Andrade, A-N-D-R-A-D-E. Address 2101 Forest Avenue, Suite 128, San Jose, California 95128. Telephone number 408-295-9151. Fax number 408-295-9969. Dear Dr. Andrade, A-N-D-R-A-D-E, Andrade, thank you for asking me to see this 11-year-old boy in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Kaden was diagnosed with asthma when he was a toddler, and as a matter of fact, he has been admitted in past for his asthma and wheezing, period. Right now, his asthma is in control, but he seems to have persistent nasal congestion and occasional cough and wheezing, which is generally much more troublesome when he is engaging in any sports, and also whenever he catches a cold, period. He has used inhalers off and on with the definite benefit, period. He seems to sleep well, period. He does not miss much school, period, although asthma seems to bother him every now and then, period. There is a cat in the house, and that certainly could be making his asthma more troublesome, period. His nasal stuffiness has been bothersome, and he has used some low allergy medications with some benefit, period. Overall, he is in decent health, period. Not too long ago, about 6 to 8 months ago, he developed some hives with itching when he went on a hike, and that resolved in a few days, period. There was no angioedema or wheezing, period. And we are not sure as to what other, when did the hives actually occur after a possible insect bite, period. There may be a question of bug bites or some other kind of bites, period. He was seen in emergency room and was treated with cold compresses, Pepcid, Benadryl, and steroids, period. He was also given EpiPen in case EpiPen as a precaution for possible bee sting allergy, period. This is its period. There is no obvious history of any eczema or food allergies, period. The family has a nebulizer, and that is used every now and then for wheezing, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. No allergy testing has been performed, period. New paragraph examination revealed a very pleasant 11-year-old who had significantly enlarged turbinates, although left side was more enlarged than the right side, period. I could not get a very good view of his nasal cavity, There was a possibility of a small polyp, which I really cannot be sure. And I'm recommending that you may want Kaden to be seen by ENT just to make sure that there is no nasal polyp, period. Certainly for his bee sting allergy, certainly for his urticaria after us while he was in hike, could be due to excessive exposure to pollens, and certainly allergy to bee stings cannot be ruled out, period, family. So if a bee sting allergy is suspected, then a very specialized testing with venoms would be required, and I am not equipped to perform any insect allergy testing, period. I would recommend that he be referred to another allergist in town who would do insect allergy testing, period. Family does have EpiPen, and that certainly can be used in case of a bite that might require EpiPen, require EpiPen, period. I obtained RAS testing, and I'll be sending you a copy along with my consult note, period. His total serum IgE is 717, which is moderately elevated. He has very strong positive IgE to cat dander and Timothy grass, period. That would certainly explain significant indoor and outdoor symptoms. He does have minor allergies to different trees, and that is quite consistent with the diagnosis of springtime asthma and allergies, period. I'm sure family has a copy of this allergy results, period. New paragraph. I recommend, actually, he was supposed to come back for a follow-up, but I have not seen him, and I'm hopeful that he is doing well, period. I'll be very happy to see him again and take care of the asthma and allergies, period. Certainly, you could initiate a referral to another allergist for possible bee sting allergy, period. In the meantime, I would recommend, number one, the usual treatment for his allergies that he probably has been using under your care, period. New paragraph, please, my final diagnosis, mild to moderate, mild intermittent asthma, number two, exercise-induced wheezing, number three, mild to moderate allergic rhinitis, number three, no evidence of any food allergies, number four, period. My recommendation, number one, use any antihistamines like Claritin or Allegra for his nasal symptoms. Number two, certainly for profuse congestion, you may want to use a nasal intranasal steroid. Number three, Singulair 5 milligram would be helpful for both his asthma and allergies. Number four, certainly you could go ahead and use nebulizer for his intermittent wheezing along with an albuterol inhaler, period. And number six, certainly environmental precautions with respect to cat would be quite helpful in decreasing the allergen load and thus decreasing his asthma and allergy symptoms, period. overall, he should do quite well, period. As always, thank you for asking me to see. Please take that. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Caden Mahavir.